Welcome to the first episode of Tequila Shots, and I am Ashwin Menon. This is a podcast for all you geeks and nerds out there who wants to keep their finger on the pulse of technology and what's absolutely rocking in the digital world right now. For the first episode, we're going to address the most burning question in the world in 2020. Should you buy the OnePlus 8 Pro or the OnePlus 8? So to help you, and rather help all of us answer this question, let's have a look at it. The OnePlus 8 Pro and the OnePlus 8 are the latest from OnePlus. It's a big surprise. And I gotta say, I'm a little surprised. I mean, a friend of mine commented that 2020 is a strange year because OnePlus came out with a phone that is $999 and Apple released a phone which is $399, Apple iPhone SE. But having said that, I just decided to give it a shot. I myself buy into the Apple ecosystem. I think the Apple iPhones are absolutely brilliant. But the OnePlus 8 has been catching my eye. First of all, it is a pretty good looking phone. If you just look at the OnePlus 8, it is around 5% slimmer than the OnePlus 8 Pro. And it is much easier for you to walk around with, right? The OnePlus 8 Pro, however, will get you the world famous question. Is that a OnePlus 8 Pro in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Now, let's look at what both these phones carry. When you look at both these phones, OnePlus 8 Pro and OnePlus 8, to be very, very honest with you, I do not see such a wide difference that will make someone think that, hey, man, I'm going to drop a few $100 more and buy the OnePlus 8 Pro. Both the OnePlus 8 Pro does support Nano plus Nano SIM, whereas the OnePlus 8 is traditional. It carries the Nano SIM alone. Both of these phones are dual SIM phones. The OnePlus 8 Pro is marginally heavier. It's 19 grams heavier, so it's not anything that's a deal breaker at this point. Both of them do have the color fluid AMOLED display. Both of them do come with multi-touch capabilities. And frankly, the screens at this point, the resolution on most premium phones, I mean, I don't get it. It's virtually indistinguishable. I mean, it is brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. One thing that OnePlus did do this time around is they did away with that pop-up selfie camera, and they have gone with the punch hole. To be fair, I liked the motorized camera. I know that it wasn't a very popular decision, but yeah, me personally, I liked it because now I have to get used to that little punch hole on the front screen. They both come with 8 GB RAM, and that should be more than enough unless you're planning to do complex video editing on your phone. And they come in storage options. I personally would go for the 128 GB. The OnePlus 8 Pro, one of the things that it's got going for it in a big way is that this is a 5G ready phone. Now, should that make you run to your nearest OnePlus store? I don't think so. As I record this episode, I'm in India, and I can say with a fair amount of confidence that 5G is still a way away. And frankly, I'm a little concerned about how 5G will wreak havoc on my battery. Yeah, so with 4G and I'm a heavy data user. My phone, my Apple iPhone 7 Plus, it kind of goes to 20% battery remaining somewhere in the middle of the day. So I'm going to be a little cautious. I know that OnePlus has been doing a fantastic job on battery management. Will the OnePlus 8 Pro and the OnePlus stack up? We'll wait and see. Under 5G. Under 4G, I am supremely confident these phones will be a day and a half at least. Both of them do have USB-C, and the OnePlus 8 Pro also supports wireless charging. Now, what makes this phone absolutely brilliant? I mean, other than the fact that its camera features seem to go on forever with ultra-short HDR, Nightscape, Super Micro, Portrait, Pro Mode, Panorama, AI Scene Detection, Raw Image, Audio Zoom, Audio 3D. And at this point, I think they just ran out of new features to put on the marketing material. Frankly, between the OnePlus 8 Pro and the OnePlus 8, other than the Audio Zoom and the Audio 3D, you get all the other camera features as well. Both of them do record in 4K, and it does seem to have some kind of optical image stabilization. So I think it should be comparable, more or less the same. Both these phones do rock the Android V10 with Oxygen OS slapped on top, just for good measure. From a chipset perspective, both of them are running the spanking new Qualcomm Snapdragon 865. This is ergo the reason why they support their 5G capabilities. They do have a Adreno 650 GPU, both the phones. I'm getting tired of talking about the fact that both the phones seem to support pretty much the same things. But what does OnePlus 8 Pro have? Additionally, it can support reverse charging. I suppose that means that you can use your OnePlus 8 Pro to charge other devices. The OnePlus 8 Pro does have a 4510 milliampere LiPo battery, whereas the OnePlus 8 only has 4300 milliampere. But I think the battery performance should be about the same in both places. And like I mentioned, the OnePlus 8 Pro does have audio zoom and audio 3D. Not a deal breaker for me. I mean, I'm fine if the OnePlus 8 doesn't carry either of those functionalities, right? And yes, wireless charging, like I mentioned before. And frankly, to me, this is a case of not having a sufficient enough reason to go with a better, a top-end version. I would be equally happy with the OnePlus 8 or the OnePlus 8 Pro. I don't think I would notice the difference that much. Now, having said that, if you are coming from the Apple ecosystem, should you perhaps make the move to the OnePlus universe? That's a difficult one to answer. Me, myself, I'm kind of on the fence. I am still extremely addicted to the simplicity of the Apple phones. But the OnePlus 8 could give it good. I mean, it is rather interesting. Let me just put it like that. It is a very interesting phone. It's got me interested. I'm not particularly been a fan of the Samsungs, and I'm definitely not a fan of the new gimmicky Moto Razr. I think these are, at least the Razr, it's a first generation phone. OnePlus has a history of proven performance at a very, very good price point. Now, talking about price point, for those of us in India, the OnePlus 8, it at the point of this episode, the OnePlus 8 is predicted to be about 52,999 rupees, whereas the OnePlus 8 Pro is about 67,999 rupees. This is interesting because for a change, India is going to be one of the cheapest places for you to get the OnePlus 8. Beyond this, hey, it's a throw up. I honestly don't know. It looks the same to me either way. Either one is a winner. If you're coming from another Android phone to the OnePlus platform, all my friends who have the OnePlus, I've not really heard them complain about it. In fact, they keep shoving it into my face in terms of how much value for money it is. So yeah, I think that might, that would be a sensible choice. If you are going from Apple to Android, then I think this might be one of the smarter phones, one of those phones that eases you back into the Android ecosystem, absolute rock star of a phone. It is capable of doing everything except making coffee. And as I understand it, the OnePlus 8 Pro Coffee Plus model might make that for you as well. Well, that's it from me. On a scale of 1 to 5, I would definitely give the OnePlus 8 4.5 upon 5. Key points for battery, key points for camera, form function, and for value for money. I definitely recommend the OnePlus 8. On the OnePlus 8 Pro, I would tend to give it somewhere in the range of 4 upon 5 stars because it is costlier. It is a good 15,000 rupees costlier, but I don't see enough functionality to nudge me to shell out that extra cash. Having said that, go out there, enjoy your new OnePlus 8 if you pick it up, or your OnePlus 8 Pro, and do drop a comment if you disagree or agree with anything that I've mentioned. Well, that's it for me.